Blog Talk Radio.
Today we have a special guest on his way here to the studio, and I think you're going to like today's show real well. This is the first actor to ever portray a punk rocker in a film, and the film is titled Savage Streets with Linda Blair, and Scott Mayer is our guest today. And, you know, it's a fun B-rated movie, you know, horror movie, and I just love Savage Streets. It's really cool. It's a teenage revenge flick about a badass chick, Linda Blair, who takes revenge against a gang of hoodlums. So we're going to listen to some more songs here until Scott joins us. And let's do a double play of Vomit. Here we go with Punk Generation.
We'll
Well, we're going to do a triple play of Vomit, and this one goes out to the Punks Over 50 crowd on Facebook. Here you go. Guest here today, Scott Mayer, actor, punk rocker, and old-time friend. And I'd like to introduce you to my friend, Scott Mayer.
What are you trying to say? It doesn't matter how old I am. What are you trying to insinuate?
Well, you know, we have a group, Punks Over 50, that are listening to the show, and well, you know, come on, let's face it. We met in college back in the 80s, you know.
Oh, wow. I just walked into my house and there's a bunch of music on, and I don't even know where it's coming from.
Well, I can't hear it, but anyway, I was really, really happy to have found you after all of these years. I want to tell our listeners that Scott is the reason I got into punk rock. I had never heard punk rock before. He's the first person who took me to the Café de Grand, where I eventually began working, and now have the record label, Café de Grand Hollywood, as well as Mystic Records. And I owe it all to you, Scott. You're like the first punk rocker to ever be portrayed in a film. with a major role in the movie Savage Streets.
Yep, Red.
Oh,
yes,
he was a bad
yes.
boy.
Yes, I was a bad boy, and it's been a long time since then, and I still hold the values of what I believe a punk rocker is. Just not a bunch of big guys slamming each other in a mosh pit. Doesn't matter what kind of music you listen to, what you do, what you dress like. It just matters what your attitude is. You stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that when people abuse people.
Well, you know, I remember the first time you took me to the Café de Grand. Cops were out there busting people's heads, and I remember looking at you and telling you, really? This is a cool place to dance?
Yeah. That was just one time, and you just got it on a bad night.
I did.
Most of the time, people left us alone to do our thing. And that's what it was, you know, let's do our own thing. And
it was a fun place.
I had a great time there. Great time there. I used to, pick up girls back then in the day. Now this is not any kind of politically correct thing, but while these dumb guys were slamming each other in the mosh pit, their girlfriends were feeling lonely. So
Red stepped in.
You know, yeah, man, I always thought that the whole mosh pit thing was like a deep psychological rooted homosexual based thing. You know, instead of hanging out with your hot girlfriend, you're hitting guys. You know, what the heck, man? Anyway, that's just me, man. So no offense to anybody. I love everybody for who they are.
Well, I remember at the Cal Arts Festival, I didn't even know you were going. And it was a Halloween party, and I dressed as myself all in leather with my usual attire at the cafe.
I did, too.
Right, and standing in front of the stage with the Minutemen, I got slammed to the ground. And all of a sudden, here comes Scott and all of his friends, and they made a circle around this guy, and you guys kind of slung him around a bit.
Yeah, well, nobody messes with the people that I love.
Thank you. I'll always remember that.
Well, you know, I don't, I people can do whatever they want to me, because I'm just working on my Mr. Rogers phase of my life right now, but I'm somewhere in between Mr. Rogers and Batman.
That's cute. All right, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Savage Streets. I remember working on the set with your makeup and all, and I got really nervous when the director called me over, and I think it was you they put under the screen. I said, I want everybody's makeup to look like this.
Yeah. Well, you know, they didn't, you know, those guys were just a bunch of 1950s white men that made the movie, you know, and Danny Steinman, the director, was a porn director.
Right.
I didn't know that. I was just young and naive, and it was the very first film that I had a title role in. And it was great because it was just awesome. Some woman came up to me, I think it was at the Café de Grand, tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if I wanted to do extra work. And I go, I don't do extra work. I'm a SAG actor. And
there you
she
go.
Goes, well, sometimes I get caught. She called me the next day and sent me on an interview, and I got Savage Streets.
Nice.
For the poor actress that I was reading the scene with, I didn't tell her, but I picked her up and I gently stuntmanish slammed her on the table in front of the director, and they said, stop, 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 you got the part.
That's great.
So that was kind of cool.
Well, and we worked on a lot of plays together, too. El Camino Real and Strangest Kind of Romance.
And you did two stage, you were my stage manager for two plays that I directed.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, we worked together so well, and I hope to we collaborate with each other again.
I do remember,
you know.
And I do want to collaborate with you.
Yes, that's going to be awesome. We can do some really cool stuff.
We want to turn you into Batman instead of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, no, you know what? Mr. Rogers doesn't mean that you don't stand up. It just means that you create this wall of love and that idiots have to respond to it. I still dress a lot alternative for an old guy like me, however old I am. And people give me the stink eye. I walk up to them and say, can I help you? You look like you guys are sad or something. I really do mean it, you know? Why are you guys so angry? Are you okay? And once they realize that I'm being sincere, they are going, oh, no, man, we're okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you for asking. Bye. It works. Let me tell you, people out there in the electric radio listening land, it works. Love is powerful.
It is. It's beautiful. Beautiful planet that we live on. If you can weed through the BS and put love as your priority, that's wonderful, Scott.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Yeah, and it's pretty funny because I figured out what was playing my music. It was my Alexa. And when I said love, it put on Michael Franti. It's pretty funny. Yes. But I need more punk rock in my life. We all do, don't we?
That's right. You know? That's right. So here's a good punk rock for you, song for you. False Confession. Scared.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. back here in the studio with Scott Mayer, and are you there, Scott?
Yes. Hey. Yes,
oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
Very good.
Yes, I'm here. I am being demanded by my dog to feed her, so as we speak, you're going to hear some scooping sounds.
Well, I can always play another song till you come back.
No, I'm done. Got it. We're done. She just won't stop bothering me.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Like,
well, here's Meryl with the band Squaw, right?
Party or go home.
Yeah.
It's just a 1 minute clip. Party or go home.
Oh my. I like that song.
Yeah. That was a fun band too. I remember Meryl used to come on stage all dressed in his leather face and everything, and then he'd slowly peel the zipper down and take off the mask. It was good.
Oh man, stop. You're giving me a Woody, man.
Oh my. Okay, so I'm turning red here. I'm blushing.
Oh, come on. I know, yeah. It's funny. You're not blushing. You hung out with El Duce. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I wrote his monologue most of the time for the show we did together, The Cold Seat, so, yeah.
Right, and I did one of those when Savage Streets first came out.
Yes, you
Very
did.
Very interesting.
It was 1984. It was a fun time.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
I remember when you took me to the premiere down on Hollywood Boulevard. We were standing outside, and people are going, look, it's the guy in the movie.
Right. And also, I remember going to see the movie in the inner city, and it was so cool. It was so much different than, like, on Hollywood Boulevard. It was like I went to South Central, and it was playing in movie theater there, and the audience was just cheering on Linda Blair and things like that. And it was great. It was so wonderful. It was so cool to see. They got so involved in the movie. And then when I had my little scene of preparing for the infamous rape scene, which was disgusting, I heard people go, "These white people be getting weirder every day." It was so funny. It was hilarious.
So yeah, what do you think is your favorite line in the movie
that Red did? It's like, oh, yeah, well, the girl, for those who don't know Savage Streets, the girl in this movie is deaf. Then she can't speak, and she's speaking in sign language. And I say to her, she says something like that she liked me, and I started making up my own little sign language, which was kind of vile. But my line was, I ain't never kissed no deaf chick before. That was pretty funny. And
well, the
ending
scene was rather gruesome with you guys
all
tied up and bleeding and your throat slit.
Yeah. It was pretty funny to sit there with fake blood all over you. And I'm not going to give away the ending of the movie, but maybe all of you have seen it. I don't know, but... it was pretty funny, and I left the makeup on, and on the way home, I got pulled over by the cops. They were asking me if I was okay.
Oh, my.
It was pretty funny. I go, no. I'm going, come on, gentlemen. You're L.A. cops. You should know movie making. Look, see, it peels off.
Right?
It was pretty funny. It was really, 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 really funny. You know, so... I love that. It was great. I had a good time making that movie. I met a lot of...
Go ahead. You first.
No, you go ahead. You go. You go.
Oh,
me,
I was just
going to
ask
first.
You how did you like working with Linda Blair?
Linda Blair was great. Everybody in the movie was great. Linnea Quigley, wonderful, wonderful human being. Linda Blair, wonderful human being. Everybody was a wonderful, wonderful human being as far as to work with. I mean, we've
nice.
All met up at cons since then. Savage Streets reunions, there was a couple of those. And that was quite a lot of fun. You know, the only person who was annoying is the guy who plays Vinny in it, Johnny Van Oker, who has done some reality TV shows.
Oh, I missed those.
Yeah, he with Chachi or Chuchi or whatever that guy's name is, you know.
Chachi?
Yeah. That guy. He had some kind of reality show, and Johnny was his like wingman. Believe me, when we went to different cities and I got stuck hanging out in a hotel room with him, he wasn't ain't no wingman. He was scaring them all away. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, he's sort of on the opposite spectrum of me. I'm kind of like a little bit more subtle, and he's like in your face, kind of a kid guy. He's older than me, and he bugged the crap out of me, and he wouldn't listen to me when I said stop. So I had to like pick him up and grab him, and I go, listen to me, dude. Stop. Just stop talking.
Right.
Drive me fucking crazy, man.
but
you know, that's the way it is. And why don't you play some music right now? I need to plug in my phone. It's just about to die.
All right, here we go. No more fun. We're back here with Scott Mayer here in the studio. Hey.
Hey, hello. I just want to make one point. I'm a feminist. I believe that women have the right and the power to take charge of everything in their life, and it's been the old white men who has been fucking up the world. So you girls go, 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 go. And hopefully there'll be a bunch of men like myself and others to support you. But we do.
And we thank you so very much. And I want to thank you for coming on the show and giving a good word for...
Punk rock lives.
Yes, it does. Thank you so
My
much.
My son's a punker.
Very good.
All right.
So,
I'll let you go. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And I'm going to play the Walking Toxins Fascist State for you.
All right. Fuck the fascist state. All Nazis must die.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All I said was all Nazis must die.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Look at all the people living in the poor. Look at all the people sleeping on the floor. Look at all the people lost their jobs. Look at all the people. We have to fucking rock. Not so fucking great. Living in a better state. Can't afford you, make me so irate. Living in a better state that will destroy you. Not so fucking great. Living in a better state. Feeling so innate. Dying in a cyber state that will destroy your town. Look at all the people riot in the night. Look at all the people fighting for their right. Look at all the people. Sleeping with a gun, just look at the people.
Your butt, they don't like your hair. And listen to now. prison bond. You better have money, you better be rich, or you're gonna be a prison bitch.
Mentors lineup: Eric Carlson, Sicky Wife-Beater, Ed Danke, Papa Sperm Shooter, and Eldon Hoke on drums. And before the Mentors formed, there was Rapacious Assholes Pissing on Everyone. And that is the band that Steve Broy was in. They called it Rape. And that's how the Mentors coined the term rape music. It was Rapacious Assholes Pissing on Everyone. All right, this one goes out to Dave Anger. Good day. Antisocial, Fight Back. Here you go.
Wake up and see what's really right. Don't give me no excuses. I know there's no need to fight.
Well, that was actually Scott Rudinsky in Scared Straight, and I'll get your antisocial song up next. So anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we'll be back later. And don't you forget to party or go home. Thank you.
Party or go home!